17th Century Jew by Richard A. Stephen and America's...
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State University, and it's my privilege to be here to make some comments on your state music festival participation. It's a great hall. It looks good. Just give a little crescendo to the pickups. Pickups usually lead. Yeah, nice diminuendo. A little bit more viola, maybe a little less cello bass. Just a little bit more emphasis on the syncopation, a little more separation, I think will help it come through. It's just a little weight on the first, ya-da-da-da-da, so it doesn't rush. A little bit more on the cello and bass. Needs to balance out the upper strings here. Don't. Yeah, this repeated line, I would maybe put a little crescendo on it. Measure 37, 38, 39. For me, I like just to hear a little bit on the non-slurred material. Ba-be, ba-be, da, 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 da. Just a little bit more lift. Sometimes it's so legato, we have a hard time hearing the rhythm. Make sure you watch your conductor. Electric socket eyes all plugged into him. Careful not to rush 16s. I tend to push it just a little bit on these. Careful pitch on the C natural. Measure 57. Pum pum be a pum. And again, a little more forceful on the cello bass. That's just building. Dum bum, a short note followed by an accent. A bum bum, pa pi da bum. Hold it full volume, just released on the third beat. Sometimes I felt like the dynamic level of the cello and bass didn't match the upper strings. So sometimes this piece will pit the lower strings against the violins and violas. And so I think everything maybe could come up one full dynamic in the lower voices. Especially when you're doing sort of antiphonal things where you're answering one another. I'd just like to hear a little bit more Christmas on the syncopation. Da 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 ti da ti da 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 ti da ti da 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 ti. Sometimes it was so legato, the crispness of the rhythm tended not to be felt. Nice job on the cello. Make sure we have a good alignment on the eighth notes going into the first ending. So we have to match the melodic line in the cello with the pizzicato in the viola. Nice job. I like the pulling drop back a little bit as you went into 23. Really good shaping of this line. Cello section, beautiful job. Very nice, very musical. Control there. And they hear that a little more on the bass. Bom, bom. Descending bass line as you go from C sharp B natural to B flat. You need to hear that just a little bit more prominently. Make sure you're all together in ribald point. Vibrato on the quarter notes. Yeah, just a little bit of weight on the D and the cello. D, both at 67, and after 67, give it a sharper base for this little pyramid to grow on. Nice job, seconds. Bass, wow, very nice. Good pitch. Job of interpretation. I like the time you're taking, getting into the cadence, you're pulling back. There's a great ebb and flow in your performance. On the eighth notes, maybe a little bit, but I thought you just went a little bit too far. Get a little bit of pitch problems on the D and the cellos. Maybe just a little bit more first violins to match the volume that the cello are at right now. Musical performance in terms of musicianship and just taking some risks with the tempo and phrasing it. This is the best I've heard the group. Musical. You know, this slow music that is sort of rhythmically static, or it sort of has sort of an ebb and flow to it, is really hard to do. It's not a note challenge, but it's a beauty of sound, a beauty of phrasing, and a beauty of making telling a musical story with it. And I think you get an A+ on all three of those. So, terrific job. Okay, and now we're going to the cup. again for the melody. The accompaniment's a little bit too loud. Melody needs to come up. Accompaniment needs to come down after five. Not always hearing the grace notes clearly. Yeah, I think the cello and the bass can lead a little bit more on the crescendos. Accompaniment needs to come down a little bit more for the solo. I think on the melody, especially when it's against this sort of floating triplet line above it, it needs a little bit more detachment, a little more separation between the notes. So I would go legato versus a little bit more marcato. Needs to keep coming up. We've got his tenuto marked on it. Yeah, beautiful job in the concert masters. Maybe one dynamic more or accompaniment. We could reduce instrumentation here, but right now it's just a little bit thick accompanying one violin. Yeah, nice job in the first and seconds. Good sense of pitch. More cello line, a little bit more of the eighth note line of the viola. So yeah, even I use a little bit more bow right at 82, come up with the forte. Again, don't rush off the first of the third, eighth notes. Put a little weight on it. D, da, da. Careful not to rush to the triplet. Yeah, it all fits together like a fine watch. Yeah, doing a nice job with the dynamics. I think the block dynamics are doing really well. Sometimes when you have a simple melody and accompaniment, the accompaniment's a little bit heavy-handed for that the melody. Good. Very nice job. Lots of energy. I thought both the block dynamics and your transitional crescendos, diminuendos, were terrific. A lot of nice work on the Fantasia on a 17th century tune. Very diaphanous, very thinly scored, but some beautiful shaping of the line. I want to thank you for your participation here, and I want to wish you well in future endeavors. Great job.